You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. And this is Mostly Panic. I'm Haley.
I'm Leah.
And today we have a very special Halloween episode for you. Both Leah and myself love Halloween.
Of course.
And I'm really excited. Although, like, I didn't really do a lot of spooky things this year. Even though I did decorate my room, like, in September.
Oh, well.
But that's okay.
So okay, I've been wearing spooky socks since last Wednesday.
Right. It's fine. So, like, we're celebrating in small ways, but, like, hopefully I get the chance to dress up. I'm being Sally for the Nightmare Before Christmas with my boyfriend. Hopefully so we'll fun. Dress up. He's also going to be Sally, obviously.
It's a cute duo.
And Leah, what are you being for Halloween?
So Matt and I actually thought of it last night. Ooh. And what we're doing is, because remember those Pizza Planet shirts we got?
Yeah.
But, like, that's a pretty easy Pizza Planet delivery guy costume, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, we just take that and black hat. Matt's the Pizza Planet delivery guy. Okay. And I have this, like, bright green shirt that I can just put, like, eyes on. So I'm going to be one of the aliens.
I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty last minute, but, like,
I like it. It's cute.
Yeah. So we were deciding between that and him going as pizza and me going as pineapple.
Oh, no.
Because I could pretty easily go as pineapple. So we went to see the 21 Pilots concert over the weekend.
Oh, which was, how was it?
Very, very good. It was probably the best concert I've ever been to. Like, I mean, Panic, obviously, my favorite band. And, like, that was a great experience. But this was, like, so much more of, like, a show than just music. Like, it was amazing. But we had a lot of yellow duct tape. I don't know if you guys have seen the videos, but, like,
I've seen a lot of yellow things.
Yeah, in the music videos, he has, like, this yellow duct tape on his jumpsuits and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, everyone there is wearing yellow duct tape, and we, like, happened to buy this huge roll of it and now have a ton of yellow duct tape. So I was like, oh, I'll just take a shirt and put these, like, yellow spots and stuff on it so it looks like a pineapple. And then we were looking into, like, buying a pizza shirt for him, and it just wasn't gonna arrive on time.
You know, for next time, I think my brother has one of those giant slice of pizza costumes. So
okay, good to know.
Riley's coming in clutch.
Nice. Oh, good. Well, what song do we have first, Haley?
So first, we actually, surprisingly, we're still coming through with a Panic at the Disco song. We've actually never heard the song before. I didn't know Panic at the Disco had a Halloween song, but it is called It's Almost Halloween, which is very fitting because who would have guessed? Wednesday is Halloween, and it's almost Halloween.
All right. Well, here it is.
It's almost Halloween, and all my friends are wondering what they're gonna be. The monster mash is playing, you're moving to the beat, and now we're gonna teach you to do the trick or treat. Everybody up like a fire, burning through my head. I got a little closer and offered her a drink. She took me to the graveyard and we did the trick or treat. In my coffin, she was nowhere to be seen. Was it all a dream? Who can I believe? It can't be what it seems. It was
Well, I hope you enjoyed that. That was It's Almost Halloween from Panic at the Disco. I'd never heard it before, but that's a fun song.
It's pretty interesting. Do the trick or treat, guys.
I know. If you haven't seen the video, you should really check it out on YouTube. It's pretty entertaining.
It's pretty panic.
Yeah, it's true. Pretty early panic, too.
True, true, true. I miss those days.
Me too.
Okay, so.
So, first. What second. Are you going to do? Second, I guess you're right.
Come on, don't discredit panic.
What do we have typed in already? I think we kind of have to go with the classic Thriller.
I think you're right. I expect everyone to get up and do the dance.
Oh, you must.
Send video submissions to us. I'm sure that doesn't exist, but that's okay.
Did you ever see 13 Going on 30?
I did.
I love that movie. The part where she gets up and does the dance. Oh, it's the best. All right, well, this is Thriller by Michael Jackson.
close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
You just listened to Werewolves of London. Who was that by, Haley?
By Warren Zevon.
Oh, of course. How could I forget? probably a one-hit wonder of some sort.
Most definitely. Unless he's actually, like, a really famous old guy. We're just stupid.
That's okay. That wouldn't happen to us, so.
Okay. So, I think next we should play, like, some real Halloween themes. So, I'm thinking we play a little Ghostbusters.
Oh, I'm feeling it. All right.
I still have your Ghostbusters pumpkin, by the way. Oh, I just remembered.
For a second when you said that, I was thinking it was a real pumpkin. I was like, how long have you had that?
Since freshman year.
Oh, no. But no, it was fake pumpkins that we had gotten. Your mom had brought them from, like, Target or something that we carved into, like, styrofoam. There was styrofoam everywhere.
They smelled so bad. But, you know, I carved a toothless pumpkin. Forever. Like, toothless from How to Train Your Dragon. Mm-hmm. And I still have it. It's in my room. And it looks awesome. And we don't have to recarve it. And it doesn't rot. So
yeah, it's perfect.
So if you want that pumpkin, or I can just auction it off on the radio.
You're right. The bid starts at $100. It lasts forever.
You put a lot of work into that thing.
It's true.
All right. Anyway, I think I said Ghostbusters. So here we go.
Cool.
Who you gonna call?
I can't hear you.
Who you gonna call?
funny sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drac's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash good!
Easy, Igor, you impetuous young boy.
Mash good!
Monster mash good!
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Again, we are mostly panic. You just listened to The Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers.
Ooh,
another one-hit wonder, maybe. Maybe not.
Maybe the Crypt Kickers had some more hits that we don't know. Do a whole show on them.
New favorite band.
I know, right?
All right.
So what are we thinking for next? So we do have a couple that are like less Halloween-y, but
we should probably play less Halloween-y ones so we don't run out of all the good Halloween jams.
You're right. So in which case, I'm going to play She-Wolf by Shakira.
Yes.
She-Wolf in the closet, open up and set us free. teacher and her student to look at the single man. I got on me a special radar on the fire department hotline in case I get in trouble later. Not looking for cute little devils or rich city guys. I just want to enjoy having a very good time and behave very bad in the arms of a boy. There's a she-wolf in the closet.
Astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips. You
bring your knees in tight. And it's the feel with dust. And bring it down to the same. Let's do the time warm again. Let's do the time warm again.
It's a dream. So you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under sedation.
Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
Well, I was walking down the street just to have a thing, when a snake of a guy gave me an evil wing. He shook me up, he took me by surprise. He had a pickup truck and the devil's eyes. He stared at me and I felt a change. Time and nothing ever would.
Jump to the left.
Let me step to the right.
Put your hands on your hips.
You just heard Time Warp from the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Fun fact, in high school, I was in the marching band, as you may know, because I talk about my marching band time quite often.
Mm-hmm.
We played the Time Warp in the stands.
That's so fun.
Did you guys have costumes or anything?
Occasionally we had football games on Halloween, and then we got to dress up.
That's so fun.
Yeah, we had some good costumes. My senior year, I was the Cheshire Cat from Alice.
Oh, right. I've seen that. It's cute.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen Rocky Horror, it's a good one.
I've only seen parts of it, actually. Like, I know the music, but I don't.
Well, you have to go to, like, the first time I saw it, and actually the only time I've seen it, to be honest.
Real good.
Was you, well, it's like a cult movie now, mm-hmm. So you have to go to, like, screening events.
Okay, yeah, I've heard about these. I didn't really realize these were a thing until, like, a week ago, mm-hmm. because Matt's brother went to one, mm-hmm. and, like, yeah. dressed up and stuff.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. It's great. Yeah, but they give you, like, a bag full of stuff, and you, like, interact and, like, scream certain things at different times. You blow bubbles when they get married. Like, yeah, it's really
so
fun.
Cute.
Yeah. So,
like, are those common to, like, we should start one. We should have one a lot.
I don't know. We should have one. There was one. There's a little theater by my house, and they had it every year. Oh, that's but so that's cool. The only place I know it from. So.
Yeah.
Cool. We should start one.
We
next
should.
Next year. Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. So. Next. We need another song, don't we?
We do.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. We were going to play
a song you're really excited about.
From the good old show, Glee.
Leah, it was really my favorite. So there's this episode. It's a Halloween episode where I just remember them being on, like, a football field. I don't know if they had, like, a halftime show or something.
I think it was a halftime show. I can't remember.
But they did a mashup between Heads Will Roll and was it Time Warp? Oh, shoot. Are we playing Time Warp 2 times in a row? Or Thriller?
It's Thriller.
Okay.
It's Thriller, yeah.
I think they also do Time Warp later in the episode. I'm just thinking of it. But, yeah, we're doing a mashup between Heads of a Roll and Thriller. So,
here we go.
I hope you enjoyed the sound of Leah Michelle.
tombstones quake.
Spooks come out for a swinging wake.
Happy haunts materialize and begin to vocalize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Ooh.
When the moon climbs high on the dead oak tree,
spooks await for the midnight spree.
Creepy creeps with eerie eyes
start to shriek and harmonize.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide,
or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a daft disguise,
they pretend to terrorize.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Please move to the dead center of the room. And when you hear the knell of a requiem bell,
ripples gleam where spirits dwell.
Restless bones etherealize,
rises spooks of every size.
Grim grinning ghosts, grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
That was Grim Grinning Ghosts from Voice Play. I don't know if you recognize the song, but it's actually the song that the Talking Heads sing in Haunted Mansion, the movie, or On the Ride, if you've been on the ride. Yeah, it's one of my favorites. It's a cool arrangement of it. We're getting close to the end, but I don't think we're playing our last song yet.
Not yet.
So what do you want to play? Matt also I had told him to give me a recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't really do that. He was just like, you should play something by Jukebox the Ghost. And I was like, it's not quite as Halloween as we're going for.
We're going super Halloween.
Yeah.
We reject your idea. With love.
With love, of course. We have a long list of these that I've been accumulating since, I don't know, 2016 or something.
I think this is 2015.
Ooh.
Let's see. Well, we have to save this one.
Which one?
So we should probably play...
Yes.
I think we can squid. Squish. Three more in, so...
Mm-hmm. What?
All right, well, we've decided on the Addams Family.
Ooh.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky, the Addams Family. Their house is a museum, when people come to see them, they really are a scream, the Addams Family.
Neat, sweet,
petite. So get a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can crawl on. We're gonna pay a call on the Addams Family.
Wow, didn't realize that was so short. I guess we should have, because it's the theme song. Makes sense.
Whoopsies. All right.
Thought it would be on loop or something.
Just goes on forever and ever
exactly.
And ever. Fun fact.
Oh, what?
When I was in marching band.
Again?
This time in elementary school.
Oh, all right. There's a marching band in your elementary school?
No, I guess it was just concert
like
band.
Concert,
but
okay.
Then we had we had band day with the high school. So
oh,
like
that's
we would
cute.
Go like perform. with the high school for their field show. And one year it fell on Halloween, and I was Wednesday Addams from the Addams family.
That's so cute.
I was super spooky. Mm. I had the wig and everything.
Did you really?
I did. There's some pretty,
such dedication.
Pretty nice pictures.
Oh, I want to see them.
We will share. We will share.
Yeah, we'll just make it the cover page of our like spot on the WGRH website.
Yeah, we need a picture.
Yeah, we'll just be you as Wednesday Addams.
Perfect. All right. Well, I guess then now we will play This Is Halloween from one of my favorite movies, The Nightmare Before Christmas, from which I am dressing up this year. So.
You like to see something strange?
Come with us and you will see. This is our town of Halloween.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the dead of night.
This is Halloween, everybody make a scene.
Trick or treat,
tell the neighbors on the diaphragm.
It's our town, everybody's free.
This town of Halloween.
I am the one hiding under your bed. Teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs. Fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Round that corner now, in the trash can, something's waiting now to pounce, and how you scream!
This is Halloween!
Red and black!
And slimy green!
Aren't you scared?
Well, that's just fine!
Say it once, say it twice, take a chance and roll the dice,
ride with the moon in the dead of night!
Everybody scream! Everybody scream!
In our town of Halloween!
I am the clown with the tearaway face!
Here in a flash, and follow the trace!
I am the who in the cold who's there!
A shadow on the moon at night, filling your dreams to the brim with fright.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween.
Halloween, Halloween.
Tiddle-lumblings everywhere. Life's no fun without a good scare.
That's our job,
but we're not mean.
In our town of Halloween.
In this town,
don't we love it now?
Everyone's waiting for the next surprise.
Skeleton Jack might catch you in the back and
scream like a banshee, make you jump out of your skin.
This is Halloween, everybody scream.
Won't you please make way for a very special guy?
Alan Jack is king of the pumpkin patch. Everyone hail to the pumpkin king.
Now this is Halloween, this is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween.
This town we call home. Everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
Well, we hope you enjoyed that spooky theme. Yeah. This is Halloween from The Nightmare Before Christmas. It's kind of funny because it's both a Christmas and a Halloween movie.
Right. What do you think? Is it a Christmas or a Halloween movie, or is it both? When do you watch it?
I say, well, I have to say it's a Halloween movie because I really do only watch it for Halloween.
I agree.
Because there's just so many other Christmas movies.
I agree. But it's like, if you think about the actual plot of the movie, it's so much more Christmas based. But I would never watch it at Christmas.
It's yeah, a Halloween definitely movie. Not. It'd be kind of a downer of a Christmas movie.
I'm pretty excited to start watching Christmas movies on Thursday.
Oh, I'm excited about it too. I might wait until after my birthday. That's what I normally do.
We made it. We made it last year.
Yeah.
Just
barely. Although I did, I was, have you ever been like hit with like a craving to watch a movie?
Yes.
Like that happens to me a lot. And I was just in class the other day and all of a sudden I was like, I need to watch a Christmas movie right now. And I didn't even have like a specific one in mind. I was just like, I need Christmas.
I'm pretty excited
for Christmas. So I'm ready for it.
Yeah. And I'm pretty bummed because every year I'm like, I'll be more Halloween-y this year. But then life is difficult and there are so many things going on. And all I want to do is celebrate Halloween.
just wait until I graduate. It'll be fine.
Right. I'll throw all these Halloween parties. I've had my wedding planned for like 20 years about getting married. Like, so fun fact. Why am I fun
facting? Oh, is this about the surprise?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I know somebody that got married on Halloween, but didn't tell anyone. So they threw a costume party, and she and her fiance, I suppose, dressed up as a bride and groom, and were just like, surprise, we're getting married.
That's so great.
So that's the goal. Get ready if I ever invite you to a Halloween party. My wedding. Actually, but there's a likely chance that I will do it every single year. So you'll never
know. And always dress up as a bride and groom?
Oh, I don't know, but like... But I would throw a Halloween party every year.
Oh, okay. So throw everyone off the trail.
Every once in a while, it'll be my wedding.
Every couple of years, new man. It's all good.
Hopefully not. Hopefully just once. All right. Well, I guess we should wrap it up.
Yeah, which means a panic song.
Right. We actually found someone that said witches in the title. We're pretty excited about that. So
not quite as Halloween-y as the first one, but still, it says witches.
Yeah. We tried. Mm. I think we succeeded. So this is Nearly Witches, and it has a little subtitle that's Ever Since We Met... ...
Ooh, spooky.
I Panic at the Disco. Here we go.
You have to remember, I'm up here conducting you for a reason. Okay, watch me. Watch my fingers. Here we go. Ready? Watch me. One, two, three. Ready? Dès le premier jour, ton parfum enivra mon amour.
Marching clocks, the slumbering apparitions that they've come to wake up. Here I am composing a burlesque out of where they rest their necks, sunken in their splintered cradles and ramshackle heads. They ask for it. As a girl, you would have set your heart on haunting me forever from the start. It's never silent. Ever since we met, I only shoot up with your perfume. It's the only thing that makes me feel as good as you do. Ever since we met, I've got just one regret to live through, and that one regret is you. Your heart on